بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and رمضان مبارك. جزاكم الله خير for joining us for day one of the little Ramadan reminders. Throughout the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to have a daily reminder, something very short, 3-4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, to explain something related to either the month of Ramadan or to aspects of bringing one closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, or to matters that are related to understanding the deen more deeply. And of course, for the very first reminder, we're going to talk about the month of Ramadan itself and the importance of fasting and the effect that it has on our lives. Now, there are some usual discussions that we go into, which is the fact that it teaches us patience and it brings us close to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a month that has increased rewards, multiple fold, in many different ways. The importance of the nights, the Laylatul Qadr, and many other things. But today I want to discuss three interesting points that are not mentioned as often. These three things are, number one, is it raises a very high moral standard for humanity in terms of understanding what it means to obey their creator and to be disciplined in terms of following the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is it teaches us as Muslims that we can do more than we thought we can do when you compare to the rest of the ahkam of Islam. And the third thing is that it resets a sense of community within the Muslim ummah that sometimes we can end up losing throughout the year. As for the first one, Islam establishes a standard for the ummah as خير أمّةٍ أخرجت للناس, that it truly is the best nation brought forth to all of mankind. And this can be understood that if you were to go up to anybody and ask them to fast 1 month, a whole month, 30 days, it doesn't matter which month, 30 days, sunrise to sunset, where they don't eat anything and they don't drink anything. Most people would say that this would be way too difficult, that it's bad for your health, it would make all sorts of excuses. It seems like something very far-fetched and very difficult. But the reality is with the Muslim Ummah is that even the weakest of us, the youngest amongst us, the teenagers, early teens, even sometimes people who are younger, who are preteens, they'll fast a few days or the entire month. The vast majority of adults in the Ummah will fast a month, even if during the rest of the year they might disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that, oh, this is too difficult and I need more time and so on. But the month of Ramadan, people will fast the entire month. And what's interesting about this is that if you were to consider, for example, let's say there were to be a priest, a Christian priest, who for the month of December, rather than just going on the 25th or the eve before the 25th and giving gifts and so on and doing what actions people usually do for Christmas, imagine that this person, this one priest, since he was in his early teens, he had chosen to fast the month of December, the entire month of December, sunrise to sunset, without eating anything or drinking anything. And he did this for his entire life. This particular priest might even be sainted as the patron saint of fasting. But the thing is about Muslims is that even our children will fast the entire month of Ramadan without even blinking. It's just a naturally expected thing. The standard that Islam sets for Muslims is at such a high standard. But for us, we look at a person who fasts and prays 5 times a day and obeys Allah Azza wa Jal in the simplest things. We consider these things to be the basics of Islam. This is where a Muslim starts. And from there, the Muslim goes up in terms of obedience and piety and essentially taqwa. So it's a very interesting perspective to have when you look at the standard that Islam sets for Muslims, just by looking at the effect of fasting for an entire month and how difficult this is. And then we find that it's very natural and very normal for Muslims, and Muslims will put themselves through whatever difficulties necessary in order to fast, even with these extremely long days where Muslims are fasting 17, 18, 19 hours a day. As for the second point, Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us that through fasting, when we look at ourselves and how we handle the month of fasting as Muslims, it gives us a bit of a hint almost to all of us. It almost takes away the excuse from us. When we look at, if we can fast an entire month, you know, thinking about the earlier point that I mentioned, you go up to anybody and you say, fast an entire month, and how they would react, they say, no, this is way too difficult. If you look at almost anything else that we do as Muslims, whether it's praying, when you pray, what is it that you're doing? You're just standing for a few minutes. You're reciting a few things. You're focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're reading Quran, you're sitting, you open a book, and you're reading something that feels very nice. Salah and reading Quran and making dua, these are things that have an immediately nice feeling. There's khushu'. It has an immediate reward essentially in it, aside from the reward in the akhirah. And many other things as well, even lowering one's gaze or even eating halal and these things. Generally speaking, these things are actually quite easy, relatively speaking. when you compare them to fasting. Fasting is a very, very difficult thing for most people. You're starving, you have to work in hot weather, very long hours, and so on and so forth. What Ramadan teaches us is that no matter how difficult you think everything else is, if you can fast the month of Ramadan, you can do everything else that Islam obliges you to do. And as for the third thing, one of the most wonderful things about the month of Ramadan and one of the most beautiful things about the Muslim community is the sense of community that we have. The fact that the month of Ramadan brings us together for iftar, whether it's at the masjid or community centers, whether it's people's homes. We see people that we haven't seen in a long time. We are invited to houses that we haven't been to all year. We go and greet brothers as if it's the first time we've seen them in years. And it brings the warm feeling back together amongst the ummah. Even for salah, we see that we see a salat al-jum'ah, the crowds that we see for salat al-jum'ah, or even larger every single day at the salat al-taraweeh, even though salat al-taraweeh starts sometimes at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and then people stay for the entirety of the salah, and afterwards people sit and talk, and again gather, and it really resets the sense of community amongst the Muslim ummah, something that is very deeply rooted in us, and something that is one of our greatest qualities as an ummah. We are one ummah. هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. This ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so worship me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us through the month of Ramadan many things that there's just hours of discussions that we can go through in terms of how it establishes taqwa and how it brings us closer to Allah azza wa jal and how it teaches us patience. But these three things should be added to the list. That number one, that Islam raises a standard for this ummah as the best of nations. خير ummah أخرجت للناس. This ummah is the best of nations brought forth to people. Just by looking at our standard, even during our weaker days, such as what we see today, and the standard is still very, very high, even for the young and the old amongst us. And the second one is that Islam teaches us as Muslims, individuals, that if you can fast the month of Ramadan, well, everything else is easier in comparison to that. So it should be a reminder for us that we should be able to feel that motivation and strength that, well, if I can do this, I can do everything else. I can pray five times a day. I can lower my gaze. I can not speak any untruth. I can, including exaggerations or whatever else. And maybe I can obey my parents and so on and so forth. These are the things that Ramadan teaches us. And the third one is that the sense of community that it pulls back together. So whenever you go to an iftar, whenever you go to a gathering, when you go to Taraweeh, really look around and appreciate what Ramadan does for us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This gift of Ramadan has just so many different angles and so many different fruits. And no matter how many days we sit and discuss the details of the benefits of Ramadan, really there's no doing it justice. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair. And inshallah we'll see you for day 2 tomorrow. Thank you.